1 Kings chapter 3. And Solomon allied himself by marriage with Pharaoh king of Egypt, and took Pharaoh's daughter, and brought her into the city of David, until he had ended building his own house, and the house of Jehovah, and the wall of Jerusalem round about. Only the people sacrificed on the high places, for there was no house built to the name of Jehovah until those days. And Solomon loved Jehovah, walking in the statutes of David his father. Only he sacrificed and burned incense on the high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was a great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer up upon that altar. In Gibeon Jehovah appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I shall give thee." And Solomon said, "Thou hast shown unto thy servant David my father great loving kindness, according as he walked before thee in truth, and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great loving kindness, that thou hast given him a son who sits upon his throne, as it is this day. And now, Jehovah my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not to go out and to come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore to thy servant an understanding heart, to judge thy people, to discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy numerous people?" And the word pleased the Lord, that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said to him, "Because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself discernment to understand judgment, behold, I have done according to thy word. Behold, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there hath been none like unto thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and glory, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou wilt walk in my ways, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, then I will prolong thy days." And Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And he came to Jerusalem, and stood before the ark of the covenant of Jehovah, and offered up burnt offerings, and offered peace offerings, and made a feast to all his servants. Then came two women, harlots, to the king, and stood before him. And the first woman said, "Ah, my lord, I and this woman abode in one house, and I was delivered of a child with her in the house. And it came to pass the third day after I was delivered that this woman was delivered also, and we were together. No stranger was with us in the house, only we two were in the house. And this woman's child died in the night, because she had lain upon it. And she arose at midnight, and took my son from beside me, while thy handmaid slept, and laid it in her bosom, and laid her dead son in my bosom. And when I rose in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. And I considered it in the morning, and behold, it was not my son whom I bore." And the other woman said, "No, for the living is my son, and the dead is thy son." And this one said, "No, but the dead is thy son, and the living is my son." Thus they spoke before the king. Then said the king, "The one says, 'This that is living is my son, and thy son is the dead,' and the other says, 'No, for thy son is the dead, and my son is the living.'" And the king said, "Bring me a sword." And they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, "Divide the living child in two, and give half to the one and half to the other." Then spoke the woman whose was the living child to the king, for her bowels yearned over her son, and she said, "Ah, my lord, give her the living child, and in no wise put it to death." But the other said, "Let it be neither mine nor thine, divide it." And the king answered and said, "Give this one the living child, and in no wise put it to death, she is its mother." And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do justice.